Welcome to the Career Homemakers Podcast. I'm your host, Kim, and I'm excited to inspire you to embrace creativity, boost productivity, and find fulfillment in your daily life. Join us for practical tips and uplifting stories that will help you cultivate a joyful and contented home. Today, we're going to talk about why bread matters. The biblical insights on nutrition. Diets come and go, but when we look to the Bible for insight, we see that God, who made our bodies and all of creation, had some ideas about what man should eat. In the Bible, I found a couple of examples where God provided for the sustenance of groups of people. What did he choose to give them? In each case, it was bread and meat. What did God feed the Israelites? One example was when the Israelites left Egypt and were in the wilderness for 40 years. God provided food. This food had to sustain a large number of people each day for a very long period of time. Psalm 105:40 says, "They asked for meat, and he sent them quail. He satisfied their hunger with manna, bread from heaven." Second example is, what did Jesus feed the 5,000? There were 5,000 listening to Jesus teach, but they all needed to eat. Jesus had compassion on the crowd. The disciples found a boy with 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. John 6:11 says, "Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks to God, and distributed them to the people. Afterward, he did the same with the fish, and they all ate as much as they wanted." So here again, we have it, bread and meat. It makes me wonder, if bread is so bad, why did God choose to feed the people bread in these 2 instances? Jesus, the bread of life. Another argument for the importance of bread is that Jesus calls himself the bread of life. Would Jesus call himself something that was inferior? No. In fact, listen to his own words in John 6. "I am the bread that came down from heaven. Yes, I am the bread of life." That was verse 41 and 48. The bread we consume in America today can be harmful to our health because it has been stripped of many of its essential nutrients. While manufacturers fortify it with some vitamins, the levels do not match those found in the original version. In contrast, the bread mentioned in the Bible was quite different. It contained the bran, the endosperm, and germ, each of which is rich in the nutrients we need to function properly. Let's talk about the 3 parts of the wheat berry. The bran, the hard outer shell of the grain kernel, provides the majority of the grain's fiber, rich in B vitamins, iron, copper, zinc, magnesium, and other beneficial plant compounds. Then there's the endosperm. It's the largest part of the grain and serves as the energy supply, primarily containing carbohydrates, starch, and protein. The third part is the germ. It's the core or embryo of the seed, which can sprout into a new plant. It contains healthy fats, vitamin E, B vitamins, and antioxidants. Truth be told, we need real bread from all parts of the grain. Yes, it's a very different product, but all the nutrients that God wanted us to have in bread are there. I've experimented with various types of diets, many of which recommend avoiding bread or limiting it significantly. However, now that I'm eating whole grain bread made from flour I mill myself, I aim to include more of it in my daily diet. It's rich in vitamins and nutrients, and it provides the fiber needed to address my gut issues. Since incorporating it, my energy levels have improved. I feel healthier, and my skin problems have cleared up. I try to keep to whole grain baked goods and stay away from white and traditional wheat flours. Three ways to get whole grains into your diet. The first is mill your own flour and make your own bread products, which is the gold standard, but it takes the most effort. Second is I've found that some artisan bakeries now carry whole grain bread, and many carry fresh milled wheat too. So you can get the wheat from them that they've milled and then make your bread products. Another option is to look for the golden whole grain stamp on products from your local grocery store. This is what we have in America. I don't know what's in Canada and Europe, but they've developed this whole grain stamp, and it's golden. So choosing groceries from 100% whole grain is best. 50% is good, and the straight whole grain stamp is fair. So they have three stamps. So you got to look on the stamp whether it says 100%, 50%, or if there is no percentage, then it's just whole grain. And on each one, it tells you how many grams per serving. Okay. But be sure to check the ingredients on these products because they probably contain preservatives and unwanted ingredients. Biblical insight. The Bible offers many answers for our lives, including guidance on what we should eat. That's why I prioritize meat and whole grain bread. If that's what God's provided for people, I believe it's good for me too. I enjoy fruits and vegetables as well. They bring health and color and variety to our plates. However, when I plan my meals, I make sure to include enough protein and grains, whether the grains are baked or boiled. Now, have you tried milling your own flour? I'd love to hear your experience and what it's been. The other thing I want to do is recommend a place you can get whole grains. I use Grand Teton Ancient Grains. As I said before in another podcast, season 4, episode 11, called The Great News About Bread, I talked about einkorn and how unique and special it is, and that I like to use it for pancakes, muffins, and cookies. So if you're not into making, you know, breads, which can be more difficult, making pancakes, muffins, and cookies are pretty fun for us to do with our families, with our kids. And it's pretty easy for homemakers to make. So it's just an easy way of making sure that we get more nutrients, vitamins and nutrients to our family. And just try to not have the other flours and try not to have the prepared white breads and normal wheat bread. Just remember, whole grain flour and whole grain bread is different than wheat flour and wheat bread. You have to look at the difference. When it states whole grain flour, it's using the whole thing. It's using the whole bran, the bran, the endosperm, and the germ. So for just wheat bread, what they do is they sift it. So they mill it, they sift it. So they're getting the bran and the germ out, okay? Then they add a little bit of it back in. So you're not getting the whole thing. You're not getting everything. So my suggestion really is, for the health of you and your family, is to go for the whole grain flour and whole grain breads. I hope you've enjoyed this episode on why bread matters and our biblical insight. It's so neat to see that we can look to the Bible for an example of what to eat and provide that for our families. That's it for Career Homemakers. Now have a productive, creative, and fulfilling week.